The KYW News Radio Medical Report with Dr. Brian McDonough.
Sponsored exclusively by Independence Blue Cross.
We know that exercise on a regular basis can play a big role in helping to prevent mental decline. Over the past decade, there have been numerous studies trying to determine if there are a certain number of steps we should take every day to help achieve the goal. Not surprisingly, many of the studies focused on the number 10,000 because several leading wearable devices were manufactured with 10,000 steps as a goal. But are 10,000 steps necessary? According to a study in the journal Lancet Public Health, the actual number is 7,000 steps. The information is based on 31 studies, and the findings also revealed that there is a benefit to fighting chronic disease as well as mental decline. The big picture is clear. Daily exercise can make a big difference, no matter how many steps. I'm Dr. Brian McDonough, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.